Please take your places, and I would ask Bishop Barron now if he would approach the dais. And
he's right here.
Oh, okay.
He'll
he's
be
right here.
In a minute.
All righty. I would like Bishop Barron to come to the podium. He's going to present action item number 5 for debate and vote, Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis, the text on the Catholic Catechism.
Thank you very much, Your Eminence. I rise to speak, as you've heard, on action item number 5, having to do with the revised passage on the death penalty for the U.S. Catholic Catechism for adults, to bring that into line with the Universal Catechism. You've got before you amendments in Group 1, which have been accepted by our committee. And Your Eminence, I move that these amendments be accepted at the recommendation of the Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis.
Brothers, if any member desires separate consideration of any amendment in Group 1, will he please raise his hand to be recognized by the chairman, and when called upon, identify only the number or numbers of the amendments he wishes to discuss. Momentarily, he will have an opportunity to explain in detail the substance of his request. Do we have anybody that's on the catechism? I don't see anything. There being no such requests, Bishop Barron's motion is granted, and all of the amendments in Group 1 are adopted. Okay, now let's go requests. Brothers, based on...
Far. There are no rejected amendments. Well, brothers, I ask we take up now Group 2 amendments, which are before you. I move that these amendments, which have not been accepted by the committee, be rejected. Actually, there were no rejected amendments to this proposal, so this is in the script, but there were no amendments in Group 2.
So you go to page 6?
Page 6, then. Since none were... Hold your horses, we're almost there. All right. Brother, seeing where we are, I ask Bishop Barron to move the action item before us.
Thank you, Your Eminence. So, brothers, at this time I move that the body of bishops approve the revised passage on the death penalty for the U.S. Catholic Catechism for adults with subsequent recognitio from the Holy See.
Thank you, Bishop Barron. Brothers, at this time I invite any additional discussion from the members on this action item.
Seeing none.
I don't see any there. Okay. Brothers, please use your voting device to cast a vote for action item number 5, revised passage on the death penalty for the United States Catholic Catechism for adults. Monsignor Bransfield.
Thank you, Your Eminence. The vote is on the screen. It requires 180 votes to pass. Two-thirds of the conference membership. Please open the voting. Please vote now. Voting is closed. Please display the vote. 194, the motion passes.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Cardinal DiNardo.
Thanks, brothers. Thanks, Bishop Barron, and thanks for the work. Brothers, our next action item concerns the quorum for the November 2019 Plenary Assembly. As you are aware, the ad limina apostolorum visits of the bishops of the United States are scheduled to take place from November of 2019 to February of 2020. Region 2 is scheduled to visit with the Holy Father on November 14th, which is at the same time of the November 2019 general meeting. That will take place November the 11th to the 14th, 2019. There are up to 20 voting members of the USCCB, 8 ordinaries and 12 auxiliary bishops, whom staff expect not to be present at the November meeting in view of their obligations in Rome. There are also 14 bishops emeriti. It is possible that with the 20 voting members absent, the conference may not reach a quorum as is specified in our bylaws. Article 17 requires 2/3 of the active membership of the conference to constitute a quorum. If there is no quorum, the conference cannot vote on any item. In addition to the election of conference officers in November, including the president and the vice president, the November 2019 plenary assembly will include many key votes whose approval is necessary. I have consulted on this matter with the conference parliamentarian, Most Reverend Dennis Schnurr, Archbishop of Cincinnati. I understand that our conference may, by a 2/3 vote of the membership, establish a new standard for a quorum to allow those bishops in Rome for their ad limina visit to vote remotely at the same time as the bishops of the United States are voting in Baltimore, Maryland. The simplest solution then would be to count these bishops voting remotely towards the quorum needed to conduct the November 2019 plenary assembly. Brothers, if you have any questions, I will try to address them now.
Archbishop Gregory.
Archbishop Gregory.
And Cordeleone.
And followed by Archbishop Cordeleone.
Your Eminence, in addition to the ad limina visits that will require the 20 or 21 bishops to vote remotely if this is approved, there are also a number of plenaria of dicasteries that are taking place at that time. I have to be there. So would those bishops who are not on ad limina but are also in Rome on official business, would they be included in the ability to vote remotely?
I could accept that as a friendly amendment, I think, Archbishop Gregory.
Thank you.
Unless there's is there opposition from the body? Those who are in Rome also on the dicastery plenaries probably is what this is.
Right.
Yeah. I don't see myself any particular issue with that. It'd be a friendly amendment. What that?
Thank you.
Does everybody understand that? That's what Archbishop Cordeleone.
Thank you. I just have a few questions. So it says the body may establish a new standard for a quorum to allow these bishops in Rome to vote remotely. Does this, a new standard, does this mean we're lowering the number required for the quorum?
No.
Or we're allowing the quorum to include those attending remotely?
Monsignor, would you answer that?
Thank you, Your Eminence. It would be the latter, Archbishop.
So the standard does not mean a numerical standard. It means it's standard
it's
that counts for presence.
2/3 of the membership.
But the new standard is that one can be a part of the quorum attending remotely.
In Rome for this occasion.
That was the second question.
Only
just
for this
occasion, not going forward.
It would only be
and
for this
finally,
occasion
what,
for this purpose.
I'm sure we'll figure out a way they can vote remotely, but what were to happen if we needed to do a paper ballot?
We would conduct it by telephone. We would arrange to have teller bishops appointed in Rome to validate the vote.
Okay, thank you.
Paprocki, Bishop.
Bishop Paprocki.
And then Rosaza.
Just following up on that, a little bit more information maybe about what you mean by voting remotely. Is this going to be by Skype or email or how is it going to work?
Thank you, Bishop. We've begun to work out the logistical details. We first looked at electronic, secure, confidential voting. We'll continue to explore that, but we could also do it where we have tellers and have a telephone, secure telephone communication. It'll just result in some delay for the actual reception of the final vote from Rome, at momentary or just a few moments, but we're working on it directly. Thank you.
Bishop Rosazzo.
Bishop Rosazzo.
How are you going to deal with the 6 hours difference?
We're going to schedule very carefully.
The General Secretary has an insight. I said, we'll schedule it very carefully, Bishop Rosazzo.
All time belongs to Christ.
Are there other questions regarding this? As you can see, it's a kind of an ad hoc kind of amendment, because we'd like to have a quorum present this November is some very important voting. And we think that this can be realized. We put them together in one place at one time. And I would say that too, Archbishop Gregory, you'd still have to be at the place we say you have to be. Okay, that's all there. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Now let me move the action item. And it reads, does the body of bishops approve that those bishops who are voting remotely in Rome be counted for constituting a quorum at the November 2019 plenary assembly? Second. Is there a second for my motion? Yes, I see Bishop Lurie. And they do this.
Further discussion?
Is there any further discussion on this?
All right. Oh, and then we would put the item on the screen. So we'll put the item display. Oh, Archbishop Wester?
Where is it? Archbishop Wester. Where? Oh, I didn't know he wrote his hand up. Archbishop Wester.
Just a quick question. Will those bishops in Rome also be electronically connected to our discussion and debate?
Yes.
They will be.
Yes, Archbishop.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All righty, so they'll put the motion on the screen here.
You see the motion before you. We could open the vote. Two-thirds required. That's
180.
Please open the vote. Please vote now.
All righty.
Requires 180 to pass. Please display the vote. 206, the motion passes.
Good, marvelous. Thank you, brothers. This will be of great help to us all in November, and they are willing to work very diligently to have this thing work carefully during our meeting. At this point, brothers, I'd like to recognize a member of the USCCB staff who is here with us today. Miss Regina Grunert, whom many of you know, is marking her final USCCB plenary meeting this week. Regina began working at the USCCB in September 1977, and she has worked behind the scenes at dozens of bishops' meetings. As she prepares to begin a well-deserved retirement, I wanted to recognize her hard work and her devotion to the church. Please join me in thanking Regina.
public speaking is not my forte. But I just want to say thank you, and it's been a pleasure serving the bishops and working with the staff of the conference for these 41 years. Thank you.
And you can say at this point, you know, we're ahead of schedule.
We're ahead of schedule, brothers, and at And at this point, this concludes the public portion of our meeting. We would like to thank all of our observers, our guests, and media representatives for being with us. I'd like Monsignor Bransfield to speak right now.
Thank you, Your Eminence. So at this point, the President would direct that we take a 15-minute standing in-room break, which would allow the visitors to leave the room and other transition to take place to prepare for executive session, and the President would recommend that we begin executive session in 15 minutes at 11:15, just with a standing break.
Just stay here. All right. Hic incipit, executive session in 15 minutes. All right.